And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, we'll do just that. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA, as we take you on this wonderful ride known as the Spano and Black Attack. We've got plenty to talk about. March Madness is upon us. Calendar's getting ready to turn to spring. And, of course, when the basketballs are bouncing, we're on top of it. Joe, let's talk about the various different ways they can grab not only the network, but the attack as well.
A lot of ways you could take the Spano and Black Attack and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go. In this day and age, you have all these devices. The best way to listen to your radio is on the go. So start out by going to our website, sportsbyline.com. It's the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few that you can't, be they Apple, be they Android, or be they PC, or even just go to iHeartRadio.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. Again, a very versatile app you can download to any of the aforementioned devices that I told you about. Also, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio, on TuneIn Radio. There's also Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and never ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack each and every day.
Indeed, they do, a relationship we're quite proud to be a part of, and if we're bringing you a little bit of taste of home, well, that's our blessing.
Exactly right about that, Bob. On the other side, we will set the table for a huge Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Well, my madness is upon us, my friend. It's March, it's basketball, and we love it.
Absolutely right. We got a huge show for you. It's going to be focused around the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. We'll break down the brackets a little bit. We'll get into, bubbles, bursts, snubs, teams that snuck in, shocking misseedings. We'll get into all the things that we always do, and basically it's us breaking down the committee's work and giving our thoughts on what the committee did or didn't do, as well as kind of taking a look at each of these brackets and diving in, perhaps looking at some possible upsets, just bouncing it all over the field of 68 now in the men's NCAA men's college basketball tournament. So we'll do that throughout the show. And then as we move along into hour number two, a couple of coaches that are going dancing will be joining us at 25 after hour number two. Steve Peichel, the head man at Stony Brook University. He joins us at 25 after the hour as Stony Brook gets the luck of the draw and they get Kentucky in the East region. And then, it's not a great draw for them. I think Kentucky's one of the hottest teams in the land right now. Didn't like them early, like them an awful lot late. And while Stony Brook has a terrific player, the depth of talent at Kentucky may make it a tough one for Stony Brook to overcome. That said, we'll talk to Steve Peichel 40 after the hour about their chances against Kentucky and their wonderful, America East Conference Tournament final. So we'll dive into that at 40 after the hour. Old friend of the Attack, Brad Underwood. He's the head man of the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks. They're a number 14 seed out of the East, and they draw the number 3 seed, Press Virginia.
Yes.
That'll be an interesting one, also out of the East region, because if there's anybody that can go, pressure for pressure with West Virginia, it's Stephen F. Austin. They're probably the only team in America statistically that turns the ball over, that turns the opposition over more than West Virginia, and that's Brad Underwood's Stephen F. Austin team. They play with a fast pace. They may have the best offensive player on the floor in this matchup. And while I love West Virginia this year, Stephen F. Austin is not going to be an easy out for them.
Oh, yeah, they're a live dog. They certainly are. And they're also well-coached. I mean, look, Underwood, we've talked about it off the air and on the air. He's one of those guys. He's going to get one of those jobs probably sooner rather than later.
Hey, you want to talk about a team that doesn't lose. And, we've seen something, and this will be a good thing we'll roll into out of here. We've seen that the committee has given most of its love to mediocre power conference teams over mid-majors that didn't finish the job and win their conference tournament. And, we'll get into the bubbles burst and all that in just a second. One thing about Stephen F. Austin, they play in a one-bid conference as well, but they take care of their business.
Yeah,
they did not lose in conference at all. They blew out. They dominated in the conference finals and haven't lost since the calendar read 2015. So they know how to win under Brad Underwood. In walk-up, they've got a terrific, terrific star caliber player. So it's a very intriguing matchup, and they are not going to be an easy out for Bob Huggins in West Virginia.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, you know, you're talking about a team that was sub-500 middle of the season and literally turned on the Jets and never looked back. You know, you talked about one of the hotter teams in basketball. There's nobody hotter than that team.
Yeah, no, they did. You're right. They did get off to a bit of a rough start in their non-conference slate. Boy, they turned it up when they got to conference, and Brad Underwood knows exactly what he's doing. Let's dive in, Bob, and let's talk about some takeaways from what happened on Selection Sunday and what the committee did or didn't do. And I guess the place we'll start is the bubble. It's as good a place as any. You know, over the last 5 years we've talked about it, this committee's gotten better and get better, and the sins are rarely egregious as we often thought they were several years ago. And, you know, in going through what the committee did or didn't do right, I think they got a lot right. They got a few things wrong. And those things that they got wrong are, I guess in my mind, pretty well at the bottom of this bracket, you know, sans one or two small things. So let's dive into the bubble a little bit. I don't know how Tulsa, after getting blown out by 20 in the AAC tournament by Memphis, ends up in here over a pretty darn solid St. Bonaventure team. Now, again, am I telling you St. Bonaventure's winning the NCAA tournament, making the Final Four, winning a ton of games in this tournament, or anything else? No. And that's why these discussions we're having are about the bottom of the bracket. And is that St. Bonaventure's resume remarkable? No, far from it. But there's no bad losses per se. There's an equal number of good wins, and down the stretch of the season, they've played better. They did a lot of the things that the committee likes better than Tulsa did. And, you know, and the committee used the excuse, and I saw, you know, Joe Castiglione on, and he talked about, you know, a lot of the metrics and measurables. That to me was one of those inconsistent excuses they used when it suited them, and then they used a different set of excuses when it suited them at other times. But I just like the overall resume of St. Bonaventure better than Tulsa, and to me that was one that bugged me.
Yeah, I could certainly see why. You know, I'm looking up and down Tulsa's schedule. You know, a couple of signature wins. They beat UConn. You know, they were close against Oregon State. They beat Oklahoma State in a down year for Oklahoma State. You know, there was nothing that really jumped off the resume for me where I went, wow, this team needs to be in the tournament. And then, as you said, not only getting blown out by Memphis, but actually losing to them twice.
Yeah, I mean, they had nice wins in the AAC this year.
Yeah,
and that may have been the thing that saved their resume. But they had some, what I thought were pretty bad losses. And, you know, I can make a case, like I said, bad losses, getting blown out in their conference tournament. To me, they just didn't do enough to get in, especially when you go and turn and you look at a St. Bonaventure. They were under the radar all year long. Not much was expected from them, but very quietly, they did some very, very nice work. The A-10, outside of the power conferences, this is one of those non-one-bid conferences. It's a multi-bid conference, so you got to give it that kind of love. They were second in the A-10 at 14-4 on the year. They 3-1 against the RPI top 25, 4-3 against 51-100. You know, they own two victories over a good St. Joe's squad that's in the tournament, mm-hmm. Dayton. They own a victory over Davidson, George Washington, which was a bubble team. You know, they have a loss to Dayton, a loss to VCU, loss to Hofstra. You know, a loss to Syracuse, who's another team that went that made it to the tournament. So they played a lot of tournament teams. They had a decent, solid strength of schedule. They were near the top of their conference and a very good conference. They went 8-2 in their last 10. You know, to me, they have to get, and I understand, they got the one real bad loss.
Right.
But it's in conference to LaSalle, and LaSalle picked off a couple of teams in the A-10 as the year went on. That's that sub-200 loss. But you want to know the realities? what I start to notice is the committee forgave sub 200 losses if it suited them. There's a team in this tournament with a sub 200 loss that went in as an at-large bid. That's Syracuse.
Right.
They have a sub 200 loss. It's the St. John's. And, you know, you could make the case that anybody that loses to St. John shouldn't be in this tournament.
It's a fair statement.
Well, they made it. They not only made it, they made it with room to spare. So, you know, and it's their only sub 200 loss. So I don't understand how it doesn't penalize Syracuse, but it's penalized St. Bonaventure. And when you look at Tulsa, again, limping home down the stretch, and I know the committee doesn't count that as much as they used to, 6-4 in their last 10. You know, again, 1-1 against the RPI top 25, 3-4 against 26 to 50. You know, 2-3 against numbers 100 to 200. They didn't play any sub 200 teams, but they have losses, as you said, twice to Memphis. They lost to Oral Roberts. You know, they've got decent wins, but I just like the total body of work of St. Bonaventure better than I like Tulsa.
Yep, and we'll pick it up on the other side and continue. This is the Spano and Black Attack.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
They are who we thought they were.
Well, that's true. That's Span 56 at Bob Black 71. And, of course, that's Sports Byline USA. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Never forget, if it's free, it's for Lee. You know, Joe, we were talking Tulsa in and St. Body out in the previous segment. And, you know, the more I look at Tulsa's resume, it's just not there. You know, the real signature win for them was against SMU. And that was on the road. And I get it.
Well, that's a huge win.
It is, but they lost to them at home. You know, it to me, that balances the scales. Now, there were a lot of close competitive losses. They lost to Connecticut by 2. They lost to Oregon State by 5. You know, there were some losses where you said, okay, they were in these. They made game. I get it. But there's nothing jumping off that resume where I'm going, they belong in this tournament. And, I mean, granted, you know, they're doing a play-in game, all well and good. But
UConn win was against UConn when they were struggling.
Right.
The Wichita State win was when everybody was banged up. So it's funny. You discount Wichita State's losses. This is where the committee bugs me. And this is where Joe Castiglione really bothered me. Because he's like, well, you know, we very closely monitored Wichita State. Why don't you just say this is a mid-major that has appealed to you much along the lines of Gonzaga now, and you want to find a way into the tournament.
Right.
And let's call it what it is, because, well, we monitored Wichita State very close, and I think they were 21-3 when they had everybody back in their lineup. Well, back in November, they didn't have everybody in their lineup, and Tulsa beat them by 10. So Tulsa gets credit for that big win, but at the same time, when you're sitting there putting together the bracket, you don't penalize Wichita State
right.
for that loss. I don't get that. So, again, you know, and these are all things that need to factor in. You know, there's 10 guys in that room that, in theory, watch a lot of basketball, and when they're doing this, you think somebody would point that out. Here's another one. You beat an Iona team that's in the tournament, right?
Right.
That Iona team in December was not the same Iona team that it is now that knocked Monmouth out of the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference tournament. That was a struggling Iona team.
Yep.
You know, you talked about Stephen F. Austin and their struggles in a non-conference before they got things going in December. Iona was struggling at that point. So when you the digger you deep into the Tulsa resume, the less you like it. So that said, for me, again, it's a no-brainer. And again, it's an example of a lack of love for the A-10. And that's been something that's been a constant theme for the committee over the last several years. Right, wrong, or otherwise. So I think we're both in lockstep there. I definitely think St. Bonaventure, because you obviously can't say a team has to be in without taking a team out. That's simple mathematics. So we're giving you both halves of the equation. We think St. Bonaventure plugs in perfectly where Tulsa is. And I happen to think that Monmouth plugs in exactly where Michigan is.
Yeah, exactly.
And let's start with Michigan and why they shouldn't be in. You know, this is a team with an absolutely awful record against the top 100. I mean, I'm going to pull up their record. They limped down the stretch, stole one in the conference tournament over Indiana, and it was a nice win. And so was the win over Northwestern, and they obviously wouldn't be in this discussion. But let's look at this. They played a lot of good teams. And beat very many of them. 3-7 against the top 25. 1-4 against the top 50. So that's 4-11 against the top 50. And then 0-1 against 51 through 100. So it's 4-12 against the top 100. You made all your bones from 101 to 201 plus. 17-0 against those because of the unbalanced schedule within the Big Ten. You beat up the bottom feeders. And to be quite honest with you, you didn't play anybody in your non-conference schedule. So when I look at them, yes, you got the win over Maryland, nice win. You got a win over Purdue. You got a win over Indiana on a neutral court in the tournament. You beat Texas, and that Texas wasn't the same Texas as it is now.
And we talked about UConn struggling earlier, and they lost to them by 14 points at the beginning of the season.
You know. And then everything else from there, it's wins over Northwestern Penn. It's the bottom of the Big Ten and nondescript stuff in the non-conference schedule.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at these losses, 16 to Xavier. you know, 16 to Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even do the math on how much they lost SMU by.
Smoked by Iowa. You know?
All their losses are 10-plus.
Oh, yeah. These weren't even competitive games.
So, to me, I don't see how they're in. They didn't schedule. What is the committee? Schedule in your non-conference. You don't schedule in your non-conference. You play a bunch of top 100 teams, but you don't beat any of them. You get blown out a ton, and yet you're in the tournament, and Monmouth, who's a mid-major, play, you know, and they're moving up. They moved up from a very small conference to just a small one-bid conference.
Mm-hmm.
But what did they do is what they did was everything you asked them to do. They went out and scheduled. Now, nobody will schedule them and go to their building, so they said, the heck with it. We'll play in one of these, you know, preseason tournaments, and we'll go out to everybody else's house and play them. And not only did we play them, we beat them.
Beat them most of the time. That's exactly right.
So, you know, to me, it's inexplicable how they left the Monmouth Hawks out of this equation.
I can't figure it out myself. And, you know, the only thing is, and this is where, you know, we were talking about it with Brad Underwood and his team. They took care of their business. And for these major mids that got snubbed, they didn't.
Right.
For the most part. And that's where they're paying the price. Again, you know.
You lost in your conference tournament. It wasn't like you lost to an Austin Peay.
Right,
where you
right.
got knocked out. You lost in the finals to an Iona team that is surging, that has a player in A.J. English that when Iona takes the court, there's a chance that this is a mid-major team that could have the best player on the court, Bob.
Yep, and that's exactly right, because when they do take the court, the country's eyes are going to be opened to him.
Now, I mean, let's just look at their resume as an example, Monmouth, when you compare it to some of the others that are in. You beat Notre Dame on a neutral floor. You beat Southern Cal on a neutral floor. Southern Cal made the tournament as an 8 seed.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You beat Iona twice. Actually, they beat Iona once. I'm sorry. They lost to them twice. 110-102 in what was a wild game. You beat UCLA at UCLA. You know, and then, you know, you beat a Georgetown team that wasn't great, but you beat them in their building, and you beat them by double digits. So, again, you lost to Dayton by 3. That's a good loss. You know, you happened to play Southern Cal twice. You had to go into their building, and you lost by 11. But, you know, again, they're penalizing him for these 3 sub-200 wins in conference, and I can't. They went out and did everything the committee asked them to do, you know, and they played good competition in their schedule.
Yep.
They played a team that's a tournament team in Iona, you know, in their conference, and they barely lost in the conference finals. To me, they got to go in over Michigan. You know, and it's not about rewarding mid-majors and being
not
charity. But they did what the committee asked, and they're still penalized. How do these what can these mid-majors do to get into this tournament? I understand it. You know, go out and finish your business like Stephen F. Austin did. But what you're basically telling us is it doesn't matter what you schedule, what you do. You're not getting in no matter what kind of resume you make, so you better just focus all your energies on winning your conference tournament.
Well, see, that's where that
really matters. Why should these teams even bother to go out and schedule? What's the difference?
That's it. And
schedule to give ourselves a margin of error, and guess what we got? No margin of error because we're still out.
That's exactly right, and that's where the hypocrisy is on the contrast. You know, you're preaching one thing, and then you're rewarding another. It's ridiculous.
Our conference mediocrity and not, you know, small conference or mid-major success.
Well, look at all the love that the Pac-12 got.
Well, they deserve. They have very
good. Oh, no. I completely understand. But I'm talking about the victories that Monmouth had.
Yeah.
You know, they beat teams that are solid lock in the tournament coming out of one of the strongest, if not the strongest, conference.
It ain't nothing stronger than the Big 12, man.
Well, that's true. Well, we'll see. It never ends up playing out that way in tournament time, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what happens. They get so beat up in comp. But I'm just talking about their
regular. Yeah, no. No question.
There may be
about
a difference in the NBDL that isn't as strong as the Big 12 this year.
Right? Absolutely true. But, you know, you look at their schedule. I mean, from December on, when they beat Niagara, they were off to the races.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were literally a couple of hiccups throughout the entire run, and then they get left on the sidelines.
They were no justice. I believe they were on the road. I'm going to pull them up right now. Yeah, they were in conference. They were all on the road. And here's another thing. Talk about going on the road, take care of business. 13 road wins.
Mm-hmm.
17 road/neutral site wins. No other team on the bubble has that.
Nope.
And that's the other thing the committee talks about. You got to win on the road. You got to win on the road.
Army loss really hurt them.
They went and won on the road. The three sub-200 wins losses killed them, but
yeah.
Still.
I know. Hey, man, you're preaching to the choir.
This is a committee that didn't factor in, and I'm not saying Syracuse shouldn't have gotten in because I thought their resume was enough to sneak in. But you, at the same time with that, with Syracuse, said you never mentioned their sub-200 loss to St. John's,
right,
which was an awful loss. Can't, you know, St. John's is an awful team, maybe worse than any of those sub-200 teams that Monmouth lost to. Well, more of this discussion on the other side. We'll get into some of the other things, whether it be the top seeds, what the committee did right, everything else, and your calls at 800-878-PLAY, and your tweets at Span56 or at BobBlack71. All next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by 2. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. There are filters in many pieces of equipment, both in and around your workplace. The filters are there for a reason. Filters are designed to keep contaminants and other debris out of the air, oil, water. Be sure to use the correct type and size of filter as recommended by the manufacturer. It's also a smart idea to have an extra replacement filter ready to go. And now, a word from Grainger.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, my God! They killed Kenny!
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Huge show in front of us today as we continue to plod forward through March Madness. And we'll up tempo as we go along because there's all kinds of different styles played in March.
Exactly right. We're going to have a huge week, Bob, because we're actually continuing to line things up as the week goes along. I've already gotten confirmations. We're going to be jam-packed tomorrow. I know we've got two coaches already in place and locked up for tomorrow, perhaps even possibly three more coaches that are dancing. And we're going to take this all the way through the week. We're, of course, going to have our, you know, one of our coaches not in the tournament as a weekly analyst. We're going to be jam-packed here on the attack, and we're going to kill it like only we can.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And, you know, for people who have listened to us over the years, this is the way we go about it. It's all about breaking it down. We watch a ton of basketball. We bring you the insight that we can give you. We hope you enjoy it as well. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA.
And let's kind of move along. And I guess, you know, those were my two biggest problems on the bubble. I can make a case Vanderbilt doesn't belong either. They got talent.
Mm-hmm.
But when you watch...
Underachieving all year.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, you got a couple of nice... You have two nice, real nice wins. I mean, they beat Stony Brook's a tournament team. They beat Georgia, who was a bubble team. They beat Florida twice. Again, so far... Other than the one of the Florida wins, those are all home. They beat Kentucky.
Right.
And they beat Texas A&M when Texas A&M was in one of their mini swoons. But 6-4 in their last 10. Losing to Tennessee.
Yeah.
In the conference tournament. And, you know, I'm looking at this body of work. 2-6 against the top 25. 0-1 against the 26 to 50. 5-3 against the top one. You know, 51-100. You know, they don't win on the road.
Nope.
You know, to me, I've got no problem if they're not in the mix and somebody else is. And I get, you know, and again, you know, we're kind of at the bottom of this bubble and you could poke holes in a lot of things. You know, some of these teams didn't do enough. St. Mary's didn't schedule anybody.
Right.
I mean, when you look at the eye test, St. Mary's deserves to be in, and they won all their games. And, you know, I get everything that they did. They didn't play anybody, so they can't complain too much.
Nope.
So, to me, you know, and I kind of look at this, St. Bonaventure has to be in. Monmouth has to be in. I'm not thrilled, you know, and I could make a case that if you're going to move those two teams in, no, move out Tulsa. Mm-hmm. I can make a case. You know, pick any of these. Pick any of the following two teams to move out: Michigan, Tulsa, Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt, right?
Any of those three, and I can even make a case for Wichita State. You know, I mean, their struggles early, and again, they were banged up, and I get it. But I guess you know what? Let's leave Wichita State in there, okay? Because we're going to factor in that they were all banged up. You know, again, this resume don't do much for me. This is not significantly better than Monmouth's resume.
Nope.
They're getting in there on reputation.
And that's it. Yeah, you know, when they get their love.
You know, pinning their entire hopes their entire resume is pinned on really two wins. It's the Utah win at home
mm-hmm.
and a Northern Iowa win away. Beyond that, there's not nope. much here.
There's losses. Yeah, and that's the point, you know, and the committee falls in love with certain programs after a point because they've made noise before, and they're like, oh, look, see, we're giving love to a mid-major. But yeah, it's the wrong mid-major. You know, you got exactly, you need to break it down and actually pay attention to who they're playing and what they're doing in this particular year because it does vary from year to year.
The case that any of these four teams, and let them, and you could sit there and fight amongst them, but Monmouth's got to be in. Mm-hmm. St. Bonaventure's has to be in. You know,
and even the Vanderbilt win against Stony Brook, Joe, it's back in November.
Yeah. Well, that's play Stony Brook.
I mean, look, they all count. I get it. But, you know, at the time when Vanderbilt was lining up their schedule for a November game, I don't think they were looking at Stony Brook as, you know, oh, this powerhouse we're going to be dealing with.
Well, for argument's sake, let's leave Wichita State in because of their injuries and say maybe they would add a couple of different outcomes. All right, let's do that. So Wichita State's in. So now we have I obviously think Monmouth has to be in. St. Bonaventure's has to be in. And now I leave it to Tulsa, Michigan, and Vanderbilt to fight amongst themselves. And I don't like the resume particularly of any of them.
No.
You know, again, I think you get a great first four game with Wichita State and Vanderbilt, but I don't know that Vanderbilt belongs. They have talent. Something's been missing all year long with Kevin Stallings' group. And, you know, this is where I really think the committee missed the mark a little bit. And, again, St. Mary's, they had some sanctions. They couldn't play anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't play anybody. So, but the eye test says that they should be in. But I couldn't necessarily see them getting rewarded.
Well, let me
try to play some people. But the two-game swing out in the West Coast, not enough. I don't think a win over Oregon State alone is enough to get it done. So I can't see them getting in. And really, to me, it's about Monmouth and St. Bonaventure. And two of those three teams I mentioned have to be out.
I couldn't agree more. Let me ask you this. Would you be surprised if Vanderbilt gets blown out? I wouldn't.
You know, Bob.
I wouldn't. Not the way they've played this year.
Wichita State's playing well at this point in the season. Vanderbilt's not, so no. But it wouldn't shock me because of the talent on Vanderbilt. You know, there's three NBA players on that roster. It wouldn't shock me if they actually pulled it all together. Kevin Stallings is a good coach. It hasn't looked like it this year. But it wouldn't shock me if they pulled it all together and that was one hell of a basketball game.
Okay. See, I'm almost kind of leaning the other way.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's one of those I wouldn't be shocked either way just because of what Vanderbilt has or hasn't done this year.
Right.
But at the same time, talent, this could be a terrific game. Yeah. I'm telling you, be on the lookout for that.
Oh, no, absolutely. Look, on paper and you look at the matchup, I can certainly see it shaking down that way. But as weird, and that's the only adjective I can use to describe this basketball team this year, as weird as they've been this year, it wouldn't surprise me if they don't show up.
That's possible.
We'll see. We'll see.
So I'm done with the bubble because we've taken basically two segments on it. And, you know, it's the last handful of teams in the tournament. I mean, they can make noise. We had a year where we rallied for and rallied against one of the first four teams. Me and you were the only two people in America that thought VCU deserved to be in there. And they went to a Final Four. Me and you were the only two people that criticized the committee that USC didn't belong in there. And they got knocked right out. If you go back a number of years. Remember when VCU made their magical run to the Final Four?
Right.
The only people that thought they belonged were us.
Were us. That's right.
And everybody had no problem with USC. And I know we dissected that resume, and I remember being particularly staunch about it. I'm like, they don't belong here, and they showed they didn't
belong. Why they didn't belong. That's exactly right.
Right. So we move on from the bubble because it can have impact. A lot of times it doesn't. But now we go to the top of the bracket. And I guess the biggest takeaway for me, Michigan State losing the number one seed to Virginia.
Right.
Virginia didn't win their conference tournament. And they didn't win their conference regular season championship. I get strength of schedule. Those two teams had terrific resumes, and you could split hairs in either direction. But to me, in all reality, see, again, here's where the committee is always so friggin' inconsistent. Now, I'm getting bugged by this because I thought Joe Castiglione
he really got under your skin this year, didn't he?
Because, we monitored this program closely and that program, and they were this when they had injury, blah, blah, blah. Did you forget that Michigan State dealt with injuries?
Mm-hmm.
Not the least of which was to Denzel Valentine?
Yeah, hello. The key player on their team.
He's the player. He's probably he could be the national player of the year.
Yeah.
He missed a bunch of games, and it's probably the reason they didn't win the Big Ten regular season championship. They had that hiccup in the middle of the year while they were dealing with life without Valentine for a while. You know, that's number one. Then they come back and win the Big Ten tournament, and they end up at number two, despite the fact that they lost some games while Valentine was injured. And this is not a knock on Virginia. Good resume, but I thought much more of a number two than a number one this year, and I thought clearly that Michigan State was a number one. Here's a case where, you know, your arguments are all inconsistent. They're all over the map. This matters sometimes, but it doesn't matter other times. Bottom line for me, Michigan State's a number one because they won their conference tournament. Measurables are nearly as good as Virginia. And in the middle of the year, they had to live without Denzel Valentine, possibly the national player of the year for a period of time, and that caused some of their losses and probably kept them from winning the Big Ten regular season crown.
This is complete ACC love coming at you. This is respect to the umpteenth for one conference, and I don't want to say disrespect for the other conference, but this is where in the room when they're talking about it, ACC, ACC, and Virginia goes to the top.
Well, All I can tell you is this. I mean, and Virginia's damn good. To me, I like them a lot better than I have in years past, because while they defend as good as ever, I think their ability to score,
they're scoring a little more,
yep, is vastly superior than it's been the last couple of years. And honestly, had they not run into Michigan State in their bracket, I thought there'd be a chance for them to make a real deep run. I think they'll make a pretty deep run, but ultimately when they run into Michigan State, it will end right there, as Tom Izzo is the best in-game coach in college basketball. All apologies to all the others. And, you know, he's Tom Izzo, and yep, he always gets the most out of whatever he's got going into the NCAA tournament. So for Virginia, you may have gotten the number one seed, but unfortunately you got it in Michigan State's bracket, and I don't know that bodes too well for you.
No, and I guess that's where in the committee's mind they could balance the scale.
Not,
I guess. I mean, I'm trying to figure out the logic myself. Because I'm sitting there last night scratching my head going, okay.
You know, so that bugged me. And again, this is something where, you know, you're going to make these arguments. I'm listening, guys.
I want to hear it.
I'm listening to the argument. I'm listening to your rationale, but then your rationale's not used somewhere else. See, this is why Joe Castiglione, and why I never want to come on this show, because we actually watch college basketball. I said, well, but, and then you know, and he'd be done. So that was something that struck me as far as something else I didn't like. I think all in all, Big Ten didn't get a ton of respect. Again, Michigan State is a number two. It's hard to say that because Michigan gets in the tournament. I don't think they deserved it. I thought Indiana, for all their work, as a number five, is a little low. Winning the Big 10 regular season and answering a lot of critics with what they were able to do on defense after losing their second leading scorer, I don't think they got the respect they deserved either.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I guess the tournament loss hurt them.
Okay, that's fair.
I guess it's that's where it hurt them.
It was the team that ended up making to the tournament.
Well, that's it. And I you know, that's the whole thing. You put in the team to beat them, and I guess that loss knocked them down a slot.
Okay.
You know, that
back your head against the wall.
Right.
It makes sense.
I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at it. All right, so did they have them viewed as a four?
Yeah.
Or did they have them viewed as a three, and they took that loss so badly?
Which then means you wouldn't have left them in the
That you knocked them down two slots.
The committee, I think it's an impossible job.
Oh, of course.
And all in all, they've really done it well. And we figured we spend most of this hour focusing on what we didn't like. The early portion of the next hour, let's talk about some of the things that we do like. And all in all, talk about how solid a job this committee did. Because I really think they did do a solid job. And I really thought, all in all, I was quite impressed with their work, and I think you'd agree. And we'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Was that Castiglione right there?
I don't know. You know, again.
Good timing on that, Robert.
That was great. Good job, Robert. Good job, Bob. Great way to bring us back here on the attack. And, you know, let's kind of sum it up a little bit here. It sounds like, if you listen to this hour, it sounds like, boy, we're really taking a dump on the committee.
No.
We know how hard their job is. And all in all, as I've said, over these last five or so years, we really think they've aced it. We don't think anything they've done is anywhere near as egregious as some of the omissions that and seating choices that they used to make.
Oh, God, so in the bad old days, it was a freaking horror show. They mostly get it right. Great majority, mostly.
So I think when we're all said and done, you know, a very murky bottom of this bracket, we have some issues with the direction they went in as far as the bubble. We have some minor issues with some seating at the top. And more to me than anything else, I think they've inconsistently used some of their arguments. But all in all, you know, once again by this committee, a solid B or B-plus effort. And I think on the other in hour two, in that first big segment, we'll spotlight the many, many things that they did right that really brings to light how good an overall job they did this year.
Yep. I think it's fair.
And then we roll into talking about some coaches and their chances as they go dancing.
Oh, but yeah.
The music can only mean one thing, Bob. It means the end of a great hour one of the Spano and Black Attack. Huge hour two ahead of us next. But we're going to step aside for the news right now on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then Bob and I will be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.